Somehow I ended up with an extra podcast episode of these half-truths, whole drinks with Gilbert Panardis. You see, the thing is, I've been looking through all kinds of stuff, recording a few here, a few there, and, you know, playing with this here magical mic, and, well, wild stuff happened. Girl. And thought I was on episode 11, but I guess I'm on 12. I don't know. Well, anyway, this is the Whisperjack incident. I met my own alias, and he tried to kill me. I was in a candlelit room, with the shutters nailed shut, and a dagger wedged into the doorframe, you know, for ambience. And I've told a lot of lies. Some big, some beautiful, some so layered I couldn't rent them out as apartments. But only one of those lies tried to stab me. The alias, Whisperjack. Sounds cool, right? Whisper Jack isn't the alias. Jack is the alias. Whisper is the part of that I utilize to remind myself to whisper what the alias is, because that alias tried to kill me. It's a bit mysterious, a bit dangerous. Well, maybe it tried to heal me. Anyway, I get focused at things at times. I used it, the alias, at an Now, Whisperjack, that's not the alias. I'm talking about the other alias. If you don't know what it is, you probably don't know me, and you're probably not meant to, because, I mean, you know, it's an alias, that's the whole point. Anyway, I used it at an underground card table, at underground card tables, made up a whole reputation, whispered rumors, shadow deals, the works. People feared the name. Problem is, someone else heard it, and decided to become it. The Encounter. Now, it was in a tavern called the Morning Tankard, the kind of place where every chair has at least one kill to its name. I'm sitting there, spinning stories with this tall, cloaked figure, sits across from me, doesn't speak, doesn't blink, just says, "You stole my name." Now, me being the self-proclaimed person that I am, right, and, you know, I self-proclaim, so why would I steal the name of another? I make up names, and, you know, it's like, some people have many freckles. I've got many names and stuff, you know? It's just kind of how it works. And, you know, I met this person once. No, we won't go there, But, anyway, the person that just, while I'm sitting there spinning stories, this tall cloaked figure sits across from me, doesn't speak, and doesn't blink. It just says, "You stole my name." I, being the eloquent poet that I am, replied with, "I steal lots of things. Can you narrow it down?" The fight. He flips the table, draws twin daggers. I throw my drink, which, to be fair, was already paid for. We brawl across the tavern, cards fly, bottles break. I'm using a stool like a shield and yelling, "You can't kill me! I'm not even real!" He yells back, "Exactly." The resolution? Eventually, we both collapse, out of breath and pride. He asked me what I wanted out of being Whisperjack. I told him the truth. I just wanted to be someone worth remembering. He didn't kill me after that. Instead, he said, "Then stop pretending and start becoming." gave me a coin, left. Never saw him again. Still hear him in my dreams, though. Weird guy, great footwork. Sometimes, we wear names like armor. Other times, like shackles. Either way, if someone wants theirs back, give it to them. Half-truths, whole drinks, and a name too dangerous to keep pretending. This is Gilbert Bernardis. Well, that's one of my aliases anyway. Wait, was that the sound of a...